This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. Welcome to Daf HaShavua, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We continue in the holy Masechta Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. The Gemara is a Shaili Boilahu. They had the following Shaila. Balas get ubalas maimer. Ezel mehen koidem. Koidemes. Which one comes first? What does this mean? Balas get ubalas maimer. Rashi explains. A brother that died and he had two wives. And you do maimer to one and you give a get to another. Now, we know when you give get to one, both women are usser. When you give a get to one, both women are usser. That's a halacha. Because by giving her a get, it renders her your wife to some extent, and that prohibits both women. Now, when you do maimer to one, that woman is partially married to you, and if you were to do chalitza to her, not only would you have to give her chalitza, in other words, if you do maimer to a woman and then you give her chalitza, that is not sufficient. You still have to give her a get afterwards. So here you have two women that fell to a yavam, and you gave maimer to one and a get to another. Now you cannot do yibum to either way, because either one, because once you give a get is like a quasi chalitza, and there you have a lav of kivan deloy yivna, kivan deloy bana, it should say shuvla yivna. So same way, if you do chalitza to one woman, you're not to marry either. So too, if you give a get to one woman, you're not to marry either. So kivan shehischel lagarish, says Rashi, since you began to divorce, eze mehen haguna lachloitz. Which one is fit to do chalitza v'liftar tzarasa? So basically, you have two women. You have one woman who you did maimer to. If you do maimer to her, then technically speaking, if you give her chalitza, the chalitza does not sever the bond, but you would need a get as well. If you do chalitza to the balas haget, on the one hand, the Gemara is a shaila as follows. In other words, you have two women. One woman's zika is stronger. The balas hamaimer, her zika is stronger because you already initiated part of the marriage. The only thing is, by giving her chalitza, you're not severing the zika completely. You still have to give her a get. On the other hand, the balas haget, she has a weaker zika to you because you already severed it partially. On the other hand, by giving her chalitza, you're able to remove it entirely. So, the Holy Gemara says as follows, which one should you give chalitza to? Balas haget adifa, do we say the balas haget is better, mishum da'as chalba, the chalitza, because you already began to the severance with chalitza, idim, or perhaps balas maimer adifa. Maybe it's better to give chalitza to the balas ha-maimer, why? Because you're already more zakuk to her, mishum dekroiva labia. You've already come closer to relations with her because you've already began some formal marriage to her. So that's the shaila. You have two women. One's a balas hagah, one is a balas hamamar, and you want to know which one to give chalitza to. On the one hand, do you give chalitza to the one who you have a stronger zika to? Or, on the other hand, do you give chalitza to the one who that you have a weaker zika to? In other words, you have a stronger zika to the balas hamaimer. The problem is, you're still going to require a get. On the other hand, if you could do chalitza to the one you have a weaker zika to, but at least there you'll be successful in severing the bond completely. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Amar Ravashi said, Tashma, come in here. Umoide Ram Gamliel is moide sheyesh get achar mamar umamar achar get. That after you give one woman a get, after you give one woman maimer, you could give another woman a get, or if you, after you give one woman a get, you could give the other woman maimer. What is this talking about? I knew you would ask that question. So Rashi refers us to a machlokes later on in the fifth parak on Daf Nun, where it says, "Ein get achar get." There's no get after another get. In other words, if you give, let's say, two women fall to you. Two Yivamais fall to you from one bias. If you give one woman a get, both women are usur to you. Now, once you've given woman A a get, you cannot give the second woman a get. Secondly, if you give Maimer to one woman, you can't do Maimer to the second woman. But that's the Shita Ram Gamliel. The Chachamim say you could give, there is a get after a get, and there is Maimer after Maimer. The reason being that each one has some kind of effect on each woman. But Ram Gamliel is of the opinion that once you give the first woman a get, giving the second woman a get won't accomplish anything. And the same for Maimer. But he agrees, if you give a get, if you give Maimer to one, there could be a get to the other, and vice versa. If you give a get to another, there could be Maimer after the other. So in other words, if you do Maimer to A, you could give a get to B. And if you give a get to A, you could give Maimer to B. So the Gemara has a Shaila. If either get or Maimer has a stronger connection to the Yavama, to the Yavam, than the other, then once you do one, you should not be able to do the other after. So E, says the Gemara, E get adif, if a get is stronger, lelahani Maimer abasrei, Maimer should not help after it. The Maimer adif, and if Maimer is better, loylahani get abasrei, then a get should not help after it, meaning mimanav shach. Which one is a stronger relationship? Look at Rashi. Moide Ram Gamliel, Dharma le Kaman, Perke, in get achar get, Moide hu, sheyesh get achar Maimer. Kagoin, for example, Bez Yavamois meyach echad. Let's say you have two Yavamois from one brother. Vaasar Maimer bazun, you gave Maimer to the first woman. Viacha kachanosan get lazun, you gave a get to the other woman. Mahani get, what does it mean the get helps? When you give a woman a get, you become usher to her relatives. Because if you've given her a get, that means you were once married to her. That means that would actually create an isser to her relatives. So then, according to Ram Gamliel, Mahani get, the get is effective, lifsol harishayna, to pasol, disqualify the first woman to you. Mishum delayivna. So firstly, giving a get to the second woman will aser the first woman on you, similar to if you had given chalitza to the second woman. Uli aser b'kroivos shnia k'varishayna, and to likewise be aser to the relatives of the second one. And we don't say, well, wait a second, you already did maimer to the first one, and if you do maimer to the first one, then the second one is not eligible anymore, and therefore the get is meaningless. In other words, you may have thought, since you gave maimer to the first one, the get to the second one is absolutely meaningless, it has no effect whatsoever. So no, the chiddush is, even though you gave maimer to the first one, the get to the second one is effective, in that it asers you to both women, and it asers you to the relatives of the second one. And there's maimer after a get. If you gave a get to the first one, and then you did maimer to the second one, we don't say, well, you already did chalitza to the first one, and the maimer doesn't do anything. No, it does help, and you need to remove the maimer with a get. So, what do we see from here? If there's maimer after a get and get after a maimer, there, once you give a get, there's still room in terms of zika to the second one, and vice versa. That means get is not stronger than maimer, and maimer is not stronger than get. So, in terms of the original shaila, if you have two yivamais, one is one you did maimer to, and one you gave a get to. So the question is, who should you give chalitza to? So you shouldn't give to. The answer is neither one has preference, has precedent over the other. I mean, you should be able to give chalitza to anyone you want. So again, the Gemara Shaila is, you have a balas hagen and a balas hamaimer. When two women fall to you, and this one, you did maimer to one and a get to the other.
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, so this is not a case of two sisters, right? Just
two women. Sorry, right.
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 So once he does maimer to woman A, what's the difference if he gives a get to the woman B? I understand it's Aser, both of them, but he already did Mamre to one, so wouldn't that block the effect of the get?
Okay, good. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought the Mimer makes it that I did a quasi-Yibam. And if I did a quasi-Yibam, well, I already did what I had to do to this bias. And whatever I do to the second woman is worthless, is ineffective. And the Chiddush is, it's still...
He didn't close the deal. It's only halfway.
Right.
The deal is not closed. It's a halfway passage. He hasn't got to the finish line.
Right. So in other words, you've left room that something could be done to the second woman. And vice versa, if you give a get to the first woman, where you now become usher to both, but not to the extent where the mimer to the second is meaningless. So whichever one you do first, there's still room for the second. So in terms of our shaila, who do you do chalitza to? The balas haget or the balas hamimer? The answer is pick'em. Says the Gemara, El Alav, says the Gemara, E getod, if a get is better, loylahani, maimer abasre, maimer should not work after it. The maimer adif, if maimer is stronger, loylahani get abasra, get should not work after it. El Alav shmamina, but it must be that we see, ki hadadi ninu, that they are equal. Meaning get and mimer are equal. Once you give a get, you can still do mimer. Once you do mimer, you can still do a get. And therefore, if you want to know who should you give chalitza to, pick them, whichever one you want. Shema mina. That's the conclusion. Okay. New Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Beis achoyos yevamos shenafnu lefnei yavam echad. Two sisters who are yevamos that fall before one Yavam. So in this case, who is speaking before? Binyamin? Who is asking the question?
Yes.
Yeah, so this case now is two sisters, right? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Beis Achoyos Yavamos Shenaflu Lefnei Yavam Echa. Two sisters who are Yavamos that fall to one Yavam. Now, first one sister falls, and you could have done Yibam to her. Then another sister falls. When the second sister falls, the second sister is Achois Zikukasai. Yeah? The first sister, by the way, now is also Achois Zikukasai. She wasn't originally. She started off completely mutter. She wasn't originally Achois Zikukasai. She just became Achois Zikukasai later on. So, you have two sisters or Yavamais that fall before a Yavam. Chalatz l'rishon, if you do chalitza to the first one, hutra, she becomes mutter. Meaning, l'shuk, she could marry the shuk. Chalatz l'shni, if you do chalitza to the second one, hutra, the second one becomes mutter. Now again, these two sisters are falling from two different batim. Mesa rishayna, if the first sister dies, mutter b'shniya, the second sister is mutter. Even though, wait a second, a minute ago she was usher to you because she was achayis kukasa. Yeah, well, that's one of the death benefits over here. She's no longer achayis kukasa because her sister is not zakuk to you. Yeah? Even though at the time she fell, she was usher, but she has a recovery. She makes a big, she's back and better than ever. It goes without saying that if the second sister dies, the first one becomes mutter, because the first one was mutter at the time she fell. The time that of the nefila, she was mutter. She became aser when her sister fell. So she's yivama, shehutra, venesra, chazra, lehatera, harishain. So it's the chiddush is that if the first one dies, you can marry the second one. But it goes without saying, if the second one dies, you can marry the first one. It goes without saying that if the second one dies, she's a Yavama that became Mutter, Vinesra was Aser, V'chaza V'hutra, and she became Mutter. Again, she gets back to the first Heter. So that's the Shita of Rav. Rav says you can always come back. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mesa Shniyah, If the second one dies, Mutar Rishana. You could marry the first one because she's Yivama, Shehutra, Veneser, the Chazra of the Hutra, Tachzal, Tera, Rishana. Avamesa, Rishana. But if the first one dies, Aser Bishnia, my Taima. Very simple, because since she wasn't Mutter at the time that she fell, so the Eishasach was not permitted at the time she fell, that Eishasach remains. Now, bear in mind that the reason why the Eishasach was also at the time that she fell was Midrabanan, because at the time that she fell, she was Achleis Zikukasai, which is only a Drabanan. Shekol Yavama She'en Ani Kariba Bishas Nefila Yavama Yavaila, any Yavama that I don't call her at the time that she falls, Yavama Yavayaleha, Harezu Ke'ishasach She'ish Labanim, she is like the wife of your brother that has children Ma'asura. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could make a comeback if you started off Mutter, and Rav holds you could always make a comeback. Frek the Gemara asks, V'Rav Lesley Hai Svara. Rav does not hold of this svara that if a Yavama is Aser at the time that she fell, she remains Aser. How could that be? But Rav himself made the statement, V'Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol Isha She'en Ani Kariba B'Shas Nefila. Any woman that I don't call her at the time that she fell, Yavama Yavay Aleha, Harehi Ke'ishasach She'esh Leibanim, she is like the wife of your brother that has children, Vasura. So Rav himself subscribes to the fact that if Yavama is not Mutter at the time she fell, she will never be Mutter. So now, Rabbi Isai, I understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds if the second one dies, the first one's Mutter because the first one started off Mutter before her sister fell. Then her sister fell. Then her sister died. So she returns to her original Heter. But Rav holds that not only if the second one dies is the first one Mutter, if the first one dies, the second one is Mutter. Why would the second one be Mutter? But she was Aser at the time that she fell. Says the Gemara, you know when Rav said that any woman who was not Mutter when she fell remains an Eishasach, that's if she had on her an Isser Dairaisa, namely, let's say two sisters fall to one guy, and the second sister, let's say a woman falls to a guy, and this woman is his sister-in-law, it's his wife's sister. And then a few minutes later, his wife dies and she becomes Mutteres. So Rav says, since she was not, the Yavama was not Mutter when she fell, because at the time she fell, she was your wife's sister, she remains Aser. Aval Hacha, but over here, Zika Drabanon hi. The second woman, why when she fell was she Aser? She was only Aser Midrabanon because she's Achos Ziku Kasai. She's the sister of the woman who is Zakuk to you. So that would not render her a Isser Eishas Ach Da'iraisa, that if she later becomes Mutter, we say, well, she had on her an Isser Eishas Ach Da'iraisa. Since it was only a Drabanan, we don't say Nesra on a Drabanan. Says the Gemara. So that's the machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds that on Isure Drabanan, you could make a comeback if later the person's Isser Drabanan is removed. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's only Mutter if it started off Mutter. But if it started off Aser, even an Isser Drabanan, it will not become Mutter. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, the Mishnah explicitly is talking about such a case, because the Mishnah talks about a case of four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the two brothers who are married to two sisters die, and the two sisters fall to two brothers, so you do chalitza. Why? Because each one is achos zikukasai. Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do you not just do chalitza to the second one and render the first one a yavama that was mutter, became aser, and became mutter again when the zika of her sister was removed? Or according to Rav, you should be able to do chalitza to either one, and then the other sister should be muteres to a brother, because she is no longer achais zekukasai, even though at the time she fell, she was, but it's only nisr drabanan. So the Gemara asks, Eisei Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yosi Bar Chanina asks Rav Yochanan, again, bear in mind that according to Rav Yochanan, it's only mutter when the Yavama started off mutaras. Arba Achin, four brothers, Beis Nehem Nesuin, Beis Achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters, Umeisu Anesuin Es Achoyos, and the ones who are married to the sisters die. Harei Luchol Soisloi Mesiav Mois Yidu Chalitza Naibam, Vamai, why? Leku chad minayu lachlutzla. Let one of them remain. Lachlutzla lashnia. To do chalitza to the second one. Vetavrishoino legabe idach. And let the first one be to the others, to the brothers. Kivama shahutra. Like Yavama that became mutter, Vinesra and became Aser, V'chazar V'hutra and became mutter again, Tachsala Terishain. Says the Gemara,
what about Achais Chalutzasa?
It's not Achais Chalutzasa because the two sisters fell to two brothers. So it's Achais Chalutzas Achiv, which is not a problem, right? No?
We're worried that one will do halitza and the other one won't be around or she might die. Can we go through all that? If it's Yezika, then both sisters are Zaka to both brothers, and that's a problem of Achais Chalutzasa.
You mean Achais Zekukasai?
If one brother does Chalitza,
yeah, there's no achos chalutzasa if I'm not the one who did the chalitza. You're saying it's achos zekukasai. But put it this way, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that a woman, if at the time that she fell she was mutaras and later became usher because the sister fell, that if you then remove the zika from the sister, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you could go back to the Yavama who was mutter to begin with. So the question is, so why in this case, in the Mishnah, two brothers that fall to two sisters, Rabbi Yochanan should say, the same way Rabbi Yochanan holds, if the second sister dies, you could marry the first sister. Why not if the second sister does chalitza, you should be able to marry the first one? No? You're saying we already answered this because you might switch it around and do Yibam first?
Yeah, that's what we know. I think the Gemara on Chav Chesem et Aleph speaks about it.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to know Chav Chesem et Aleph. I won't hold it against you. Right now, right, we never... You're saying we know that already. The truth is we only know that already from Rashi. So David's saying that the Gemara is going to get to this. Okay, but right now, you heard the Gemara's Kasha? If Rabbi Yochanan holds that when sister A falls, then sister B falls. So now once sister B falls, sister B is Achoyse Kukasai. Sister A is also Achoyse Kukasai. But Rabbi Yochanan holds if sister B dies, you could marry sister A. So then why can't you just do Chalitza to sister B? The Gemara says, let's try to read this. Va'amai leku chad menayo lichlatzla. Why don't you establish one of them to do chalitza to the second, but to have a rishayna legabe idach ki yavama shorcha v'nesa v'chazo v'chav v'tazor ter rishayna. So that's what they asked Rabbi Yochanan. Now, for a truth be told, this is a double kash on Rav. Because according to Rav, you should be able to do chalitza to either sister and be miyabim the other one. Because since Rav holds that on an Isser Drabbanon there's no Nesra, so why don't you just do chalitza to any sister and marry the other one? Because once you do chalitza to the other, then the first is no longer Achais Zekukasai. But in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha specifically, do chalitza to the second and let the first one be mutter. Amarle, you know, Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know who taught this Mishnah. I don't know anything about this Mishnah. This Mishnah I don't agree with. Says the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just answer, Vele malei mai choltzois nami diktoni choyletzes? Maybe choltzois, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to entertain the question? Why didn't he just say choltzois doesn't mean you do chalitza to both? Choltzois means you do chalitza to the second one. Says the Gemara, chada choltzois katani. Excuse me. My chalitza is nami d'tani chalitza is chada. You do two chalitza to one. Which one? Rashi says the second one. Maybe chalitza means you do chalitza to one. Meaning the second one. Says more, no. Chalitza is katani. It says to many. Not just the second one. You're doing chalitza to both. I v'lei malei my chotzos, chotzos to alma. Maybe chotzos means every single time this type of situation occurs where two sisters fall, you do chalitza to the second one. Says Gemara, no, that can't be because hare elu katani. These, referring to both women in this case. I v'lei ma decholetz leila rishayna bereisha. Why don't we say, when it says chotzois, it's talking about, meaning that you did chalitza to the first one first. So if you did chalitza to the first one first, then to the second one, in other words, the first one fell to you, and then the second one fell, and you did chalitza to the first, so then you have to do chalitza to the second. Says Gemara, but ein echanami, if you did chalitza to the second, you could do yibum to the first. Says Gemara, says l'charchila ketani. Chotza is l'charchila ketani. Chotza implies l'chatchila, you have to do to both. Not just because you happen to do to the first one first, but because this is what is required. And therefore, the question on Rabbi Yochanan is, Rabbi Yochanan does not seem to be reconciled with the Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the same way if the second woman dies, you can marry the first one. Why not? If you do chalitza to the second one, you should be able to marry the first one. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Maybe whoever wants, stay on. I don't understand yesterday's Gemara. Maybe somebody has pshat here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.